Kof Vov Elul, Thursday the 6th of September, Rabbi Shlomo Miller, Tefillah.
We'll start with the parasha. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the right words to pick up ourselves. I apologize, my English is not so polished. I'll be very much happy to get help from the audience. Be'ezer Hashem if I get stuck. Okay. Just at first, before we start, I must tell you, I mentioned it yesterday night, but I have a neighbor, a Frenchie. His father, when he used to live in France, they used to make wine and grape juice for Kiddush, so he used to rent up a winery and to make mamish, should be kosher the mahadrim, he said, after that. Anyway, so one day he comes up to the winery and the boss tells him there's a problem going on because the machine that fills up the bottles, instead of filling up 5,000 bottles an hour, maybe 800, 900, it's getting stuck the whole assembly line. I brought the engineers, professionals, no one finds the problem. So he tells him, you got a screwdriver? What are you going to do with that? What do you care? Bring it over. He gives him over the screwdriver. He opens up the machine and screw after screw, he started tightening up about, he counted about 270 screws. He finishes, closes up the machine, put on. He puts on the machine and sure enough, 5,000 bottles. The guy was going crazy. How do you find it out? It's very simple. You said you brought engineers, you brought professional people and they don't find any problem. Looks like there's no problem. But just, you know, years go by, screws start loosening up, time to tighten up. He says, Deni Chap, what's the first Avodah Hashem, we got to do an El. Before we make all the changes, but first, you know, a year goes by, Avodah Hashem gets a bit loose, time to tighten up the screws. So let's try to be mechazik ourselves. The same tefillah, Abba, the Zalba Davinah should be, let's try to tighten up the screw of tefillah, Levi, Bezer Hashem, Hashem should give me the right words, Bezer Hashem. So, this week's parasha of Pinkas says, Pinkas Atzal, Meir Adikivar, Ki ha-mitzvah azois, asher anoichi mitzavuch hayoyim, loy nifleisi mimcha, v'loy rechoy koi. It's not so far than think it is. Loy ba-shamayim, it's not in the heaven. Loy mor miyal alonu ha-shamayim, who's going to go up to shamayim? V'yikuchel alonu v'na'asenu. No. V'loy mei v'layom. Hi loy mor miyav alonu eloy v'rayom. It's not over the oceans. Ki koro ivei lecho adovo meoi beficho o belvovcho laasoyse. Now, I don't know, we got to understand what's going on here. It's like, mamish pshat, was tutsach, the reboili shalom. If I start, I ask somebody, you know, how far is it from here to Manchester? Here to Manchester? Approximately about 3 hours? 3 hours?
No, that's
4 hours. Oh, I hear, the guy says 4 hours, 3 hours. Or a guy tells you 5 hours. I hear the Havamina, I hear the Maskona. Is it 5 hours, is it 4 hours? There is a connection between the Havamina and the Maskona. It's not 5 hours, it's four, it's not three, it's four, whatever, right? I hear there's a Sheikhas. But you ask you, Manchester, 5 hours? Mappy don't want. In half an hour from here. All right, come on. You know, there's too far of a from the Havamina to the Maskana, you know, what's going on? So like, the Torah is bringing over the Havamina, right? The tzad to think about what? Where's the Torah? Where's Torah mitzvahs? Nevelayom, right? The Torah is bringing down the Torah, and the Torah sees that we have to take out. Pshat is, it's not some stupid guy. I mean, if the Torah brings it down, pshat is, there is a mahalach to think that way. That the Torah is in the Shemayim, over the oceans. The Torah says, no, it's not over there. Where is it? Meficha, levav. Hey, wow, what a difference between the Havamina and the Maskana, what's Tutzach do? Sazak of Pinkas Moiridik. He says, the answer is very simple. That's without Siyata Dishmaya, and this is with Siyata Dishmaya. This is before you daven for Siyata Dishmaya and after you ask for Siyata Dishmaya. Like the Chazon Ish brings down in the second letter in the Igris Chazon Ish, V'ha'ikar le'isragel bo'emuna. We should get used to the emuna, that. Kol ha'atzlocho b'toiro v'aliyo b'yiro. Every atzlocha, every... Pick up yourself in Yiras Shomayim. Hakoil b'dei Shomayim.
What do you mean? Hakoil b'dei Shomayim.
Chutz m'Yiras Shomayim. Of course, the etzim putting in effort in Torah and Yiras Shemaim. If you'll just sit there, you won't get anywhere. But after you've done effort, Hatzlocha, Aliyah, Hakoyil Bidei Shemaim, V'chol Barnash, Yuchal Lizkoiz Toiv Al Yidei Filo. Everyone can be Zoicha to go to be Matzliach with Tfilo. Hatfilo is of the Chazanish, Himate Oiz B'yad Kol Odom. You don't. Everyone by himself can daven to Hashem. Rav Pinkus says there was once a hospital, a very, very heavy section, you know, from very sick people. And that night there was nobody who can stay to be the doctor for the night. And you can't leave these sick people without a doctor. So what do you do? This guy's a bar mitzvah, a chasana, was tutman. So there was a student learning medicine. It was mamish gebaldi. He was on his way to get a certificate for a doctor. They decided tonight he's going to be in charge. He was like overwhelmed. What? They're giving me. He was mamish, seventh heaven. And he started the night and he was working hard. He was putting in effort for everybody. Mamish putting in koiches. Moiridik. Finally, as the night is becoming deeper, problem became deeper. It was becoming gefährlich. He was running from one to another. Mamish taking his neshom out. And in one stage, he was dealing with somebody, and then there was another sick man who was starting to beep. But till he got to there, there was nothing to do, just to write a death certificate. And the family was suing him that he's guilty. And in court, he was screaming out loud, "What? I was putting in my neshom. I gave all what I could for these sick people. What do you mean? How can you sue me?" So the lawyer gets up. He says, "You're right. We heard you were so devoted. But we heard that in the beginning of the night, you got a little note. And you over there was written down all the phone numbers from all the doctors in this section. And you were told, if you see things are becoming tight, ring up a phone. We'll try to come to help you. And for that, we're suing you. Why'd you pick up a phone? Why'd you call up? We were waiting for your phone call." So Rav Pinkus, yes, we'll come up to Shemayim. We pray to Shalilim. I pushed to Yidl. What? You wanted me to become? How? What? Yes, you. No one thought that you're going to do it by yourself. Il mole akadosh baruch hu oizoi eino yocholoi. Without feelers, you can't get anywhere. Nothing, but for that they're going to be suing us.
Why didn't you pick up a phone?
Why didn't you ring? We were waiting for your tefillahs. We were waiting for your davening. I wanted to help you. Davening. Davening. Das ist der Pshat. On Siyata Dishmaya, on tefillahs, it's me'eval ayom, it's bashamayim. It's not shayach. To get higher, to lift yourself up, it's mamish me'eval ayom. But after your daven, I'm a davening, and you'll bet from Hashem is parach. After Siyata Dishmaya, whoa, Beficho, Ubelvav Cholasis. And over here, I'm apologizing for taking advantage of things which I need Chizuk. Ulevai should be a Chizuk for all of us. The Chofetz Chaim zogt Friedrich Vox Parsha and Parsha's Kisovai. Zogt the Chofetz Chaim, we say, Vanitzak El Hashem Eloike Aviseinu, Vayishma Hashem Eskuileinu, Vayarasun Yeinu. When Klal Yisrael came to a stage of tefillahs, which is called Vanitzak, then we were Zoyche Vayishma Hashem Eskuleinu. What are these tefillahs of Vanitzak? We all want now Rosh Hashanah, says Shemay Tshuva coming up. We all want that Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillahs. And Dershua Sashem Behi Matzoi, you know, like the Rav of Yerushalayim, Yitzchak Tov Yevais says over, I'm sure here, in England, you know, the story about he was one of the 1,000 children that was saved in the Kinder Transport, right? The King of England took a train of children of Hungary and Czechoslovakia, right? Came over here. In the Holocaust, he saved 1,000 children. And when they came to here to London. So they organized a whole parade. So all the children, 500 on every side, 500 children here, 500 children there, and the king, the Harnett king, was going through with his yeah, whatever. I got it covered. Yeah. And everybody was waving, you know, like, thank you, and wow, and the children were really, really, like, very, very exciting. But then Rav Weisschlitter says, not far from me there was a kid, and as he was getting closer, and you know, the wagon from the king came, he jumped on it, and of course the Shomrei Rosh, the guards tried to pull him off. But the king saw him, and he waved, bring him inside. So they opened up the door. He went inside. My dear kid, what do you want? Well, I wanted to say thank you. Well, you're so nice that you saved us. But I want to tell you something, Mike. I'm still sad. I feel, what happened? Because my parents are not here. It's so hard for me without my parents. Where's your parents? Where they live? And sure enough, within a short period of time, his parents came here to London. So Tevye Weiss says, Gewalt. He says, if this poor kid would knock on the Chveis, go to the officer in the palace, please can I have an interview? Can I have an appointment with the king? My dear boy, get the chocolate, go play out in the playground. Hello, bye-bye. But when the king was there on the road, right, only one kid had that cycle to take advantage and jump on this. And sure enough, he saved his parents. He says, where was I? Why didn't I have the seichel to do that? So the guy even said to him, so even Weiss, Dershus Hashem b'imotsoi, k'ubi yisoi k'ubi. Every time we daven, hopefully that our tefillahs will go up. But now he's close! B'yisoi k'ubi, davening, take advantage. The Rebbeinu Shalom is close to us. But how do we get the tefillahs of Vanitzak? What is the pshat Vanitzak el Hashem l'kaviseinu? Listen to this gewaldige, gewaldige Wort. I heard it over the first time. I see his name is mentioned. The Yungaman Nebuch of Peltz. He lived in Yerushalayim. I heard it over for him. Moiridike Wort. Oh, awfully, Wafela. The Makor of the Wort is Reb Shragafai of Frank, which was a cousin from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. He says, Moiridike. We find in Tehillim, in Mizmor of Zion, David HaMelech speaks about the four that have to bring a korban toida, right? V'choy l'chaim, chaim v'shetevis, chovosh b'beisu asurim, yud is yam, yud is yisurim, sick people got health, name Baruch Hashem, and memet boreas. And David HaMelech goes on and says, he starts told by Midbar b'shimon and Dorech, those who are in the desert. ויצעקו אל השם בצר להם ממצוקותיהם יצילי ויצעקו אל הצדיק יצילי. Then he goes on and he speaks about those who are in prison. יושבי חושך וצר נובס אסירי יוני וברזל ויצעקו אל השם בצר להם ממצוקותיהם יושיעם. Two differences. Instead of ויצעקו אל הצדיק, ויצעקו אל הזין. Instead of ויצילי ויושיעם. What's going on? He goes on. He speaks about those who are never sick. Vayagiu at Shari Moves. Vayizaku el Hashem batzar lohem im tzukoy seyem yishin. The same thing like those who are in prison. Vayizaku with a Zion. Vayushiyem. Then he goes on. Yoyude ayom bohaniyois. Those who go down in the oceans. Vayoyma vayamid ruach sohara. Big winds. Vayatorim em galov yechoyku vayonu kashiko. They were going crazy. ויצעקו אל השם בצר להם ממצוקי סיים יוציאים ויצעקו אל הצדיק like those on the desert. So what's to say though? ויצעקו ויצעקו ויצילם ויושיעם פשע. So to Moiridi, two people come to the big town, and the first thing is they do, they knock on the door from the Groyse Gevir. The Gevir Krip opens it up, they go inside, the first one goes to them. Oh, I heard you're a very nice man. I came to collect money from town. Please, I beg you, participate in a nice nedava. Pleasure. Takes out his wallet, 200 pounds. Oh, well, it's a good start. It's not bad at all. He's going out, but the last second, he turns around. He don't believe. The guy after him, a whole package of pounds. Oh, a few thousand pounds. Hey, how's that? He couldn't hold himself back. He goes to the officer. Tell me, how does it work here? How can I also manage? He says, ah, shine in the dover. He says, very simple. You came over. He said, I came to collect money from the whole town. Please participate. £200 is a nice start first. It's not bad at all. The other guy after you, he came and said, you know, we're cousins, third cousin once removed. And I want to tell you, I have no one in the family who I can ask besides you. He took it personally. He paid for it. This is after Zion. Oizok the Gewalt. He builds it up on the Malbim. And the Malbim is Mavor in the Nach in a few places. What is the difference between Tza'aka with a Tzadik to Tza'aka with a Zion? See, he says, when you call out to somebody personally, hey, Maisha, come and save me! That's Tza'aka with a Tzadik. Tza'ak te'elov. But when you scream, Stam Gewalt, SOS, please save! That's Ze'oko. He says, Mordechai Atzadik, Vayizak Ze'oko G'doy Le'umoro. He was screaming out in the streets, Rabbi said, there's a Gzeira, Davenen. That's like Ze'oko Kololis, not to somebody personally. He says, when a person, Rachmon and Tzlon, is sick, so what does he do? He goes, oh, he begs the professor, the doctor, or these askonim, this does in Reis HaShol, Reis HaMitzio, you know, whatever. Please come. Oh, hey, we've got a daven. Shira Ma'alois, Tata, please help. Okay, Hashem says, okay, I'll also participate in some Yeshua, right? Or some guys in prison, what does he do? Lawyers, advocates, does mit askonim, mit reizvos, pulls and protections, begins and oh, if daftak davri loich maskil David biyoyse, okay, I'll participate in some Yeshua, but the guys in the desert, hello, nobody on the line, nobody there, only Hashem is Baruch, only Hashem can save the day, oy tat, only you, please save me when it's vaitz ago. When you daven to Yechemuna Shleima, Shabur is Barach Shmoy, Loy Levadoi, Roy Lispalin. Only to him, such tefillas, Vayitzako, Vayatzile, saves them in Gansen. The same thing. Yerdayom Bonios, there's a psa. There's somebody who can try to calm down the waves. Nobody. Nor the Rebbe Nishalim. When a person davens and he understands and he believes, nor the Heilige Tata. Only you, Tata, please. When it's Vayitzako Hashem, Mimitzukoi Sev, Yitzim takes him out in Gans. When we will daven with such, I must tell you a great story. I heard this from a younger man, Choshev. He has a friend, Abiyalo Chosid. His first daughter became a kallah. He don't have a penny to his name. He came to the Rebbe. What should I do? Do a shtadlis. What is shtadlis? Go to America. But I have nobody there. That's your shtadlis. Right. The Rebbe said he goes. He comes to Muncie with a suitcase, sits down in the Beis Medrash, and Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm here. Please help me. Half an hour goes by. Goes in. Excuse me. I Tom Eretz Israel. Yes. You have where to be? Where to stay? He says, no. Oh. You can be my guest. Thank you. Oh, Hashem, it's where to sleep tonight. Oh, Hashem, getting closer. At the evening, at dinner, they're speaking. What are you here for? Shidduch. My Rebbe sent, I should make a shtadlis. So I'm here. How much do you need? Told him how much money, whatever. Next day, he comes with a check. Almost the whole sum. Mamish. Five digits. He was like, he started dancing. Baini Shalom. Thank you. Mama, she was overwhelmed. Sorry. He comes back to Israel. And the Rebbe, this Rebbe asks, no big event, does he? Tells him all the nisim and the flois. Next year, another daughter became a kallah. Comes to the Rebbe, what should I do? Far off America. So, this time he's got an address. He comes knocking on the door. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. You're my guest again. Pleasure. At dinner, he starts, he's telling over his whole matzav, hoping that tomorrow it's come the nice check. But instead he takes out the checkbook, $100, have atzlacha. Thank you. I see you're a bit surprised. Well, yes. Well, I'll tell you. I'm not a rich man at all. $100 for me is a lot of money, but you're my guest, I'm making an effort. But last year, I'll tell you what happened. And then he tells him one of his nebuch, of his mishpacha nebuch, was very ill, very sick. And he was looking for siyata nishmaya for etzes to be zoicha for. And then he saw in Parshas Re'eh, Rashi brings down, if you make happy my children, I'm going to make happy your children. Give me one of your children, I'm going to make him happy. And sure enough, I meet you that day, and I decided I got to do everything to make you happy. Now, I didn't give you a check on the spot, if you remember, because I don't have. But instead, I started arranging for my friends, you have no idea, I took out savings just to make you happy. And if you remember, you were dancing. And I want to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me happy too. You have no idea what Yeshua's in the food is. But this year, I'm sorry, I don't have. So this Biala Chassid tells my friend, he says, what do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't arrange me another good to eat which wants to make happy one of Hashem's children. But the difference was, last year, I came and asked and begged only to Hashem's Baruch. This time, I had an address. Like a shot. Get along. When a person asks only Hashem is born, and he knows that no the Rebbeinu Shalilam, when it's Vanitzak, no Dutata. Why, these tefillahs, boys. That's what we say. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mish'on Umivtoch LaTzadikim. What's Mish'on Umivtoch? Oish. I heard a powerful word. Shlomi HaMelech says in Mishlei, B'tach B'Shem, B'chol Ibecho, Ve'el Binoscho, Al Tisho'ein. So he says like this. Derech Klauzok de Goyen, you sit on a chair, so you sit on the seat, and you lie on to the Mish'enes, right, to the back, to have a safety seat, but mainly you're sitting on the Moishov, right, and you're just having the Mish'enes, you know, to be safety and comfortable. So Derech Klau, every Yid, has been talking about kosher Yid, has been talking about Hashem, of course, and Imamim b'mun Shleima. One above runs the show. But he's got all these side, mishenes, right? He relies also, he's got an uncle in America, and he's also, I'll get along. Beis Hashem has sorted out. Well, of course, yeah, to Ishmael, but yeah, Beis Hashem. Tosak Shlomo HaMelech, B'tach B'Shem B'chol Ibecho, V'el Binoscho Al Tisho'ein. Don't take your mind that neither as a mishenes, nor Hashem is Barach. Tzadikim, the Rebbeinu Shalom, is not just a miftoch, he's also their mission. They know and understand that not the Rebbeinu Shalom. I got to tell you a powerful story. No. This is going back. I heard this from this Bala Maisa. The Bala Maisa's name is Rebbe Alexander Hoffman. He lives in Bnei Brak. Years ago, he was a Magid Sher in a town named Yerucham. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a yeshiva there. And he would give Sher in the morning. Afternoon, he would come learn every time with a different bacha. That same day, the story goes on. He finishes, he comes in the afternoon, learns with the bach at 5 o'clock, finishes, goes back home, and he explains to me that his house, the last one in town, from his window, beautiful scenery of desert, Meirik. Now he's sitting and learning. After about 3/4 hour, all of a sudden he hears, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. He looks out, an army helicopter landing about 1 kilometer inside the desert. Something happened. He looks and he sees a guy going over. Who knows? After 30 minutes, helicopter goes back up, and this man walks back. As he's walking back, he sees, hey, he's a firm guy. White shirt, black pants, Tristan, who's the guy? And he gets getting closer and closer. All of a sudden, it's that same boy that I learned today. What? What's going on? What? He's in yeshiva? Or is in the army? What's going on here? Something fishy. Doesn't sound good. I got to speak with the staff. We got to find out what's going on. He comes into Ma'ariv and say the Musaf. The Zbacha comes running over. Rabbi, I had an ace today. What happened? He says, I don't know if you realize, but I wasn't feeling so well today. And I felt I must take a walk. And I was going out, walking out for a kilometer or two. And I come to this cactus, you know, with the big thorns. I have nothing what to do. Let's give it a check, see what it is. And of course, I'm trying to watch over myself. All of a sudden, a wrong turn and a big thorn in my hand, deep. Ah! Pull it out. And it's bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. As I'm trying to stop it, it's not working. And all of a sudden, he says, I felt dizzy. And now I understood situations very not simple. 3/4 hour without drinking water in the sun. so much blood lost and heads dizzy. Even if he walks back to yeshiva, 99% just drops in the middle of the way and he's by himself. Zbocha said, I understood, nobody's here, no mobile, nothing. No Hashem Zbocha. My mommy started crying. Ribbono shel Olam, Rakata. Only you can save me, Tata, please. A few minutes go by, and all of a sudden, an army helicopter lands. Mamish a few minutes next to me. You after landing, knock him on the window. What do you want? I pick up my hand. He sees how it's bleeding. Jumps out with a first aid kit, bandages up. Mom, behold, cheek. You got an ace. Look, pale you look. I really thank you. But how do you come here? He says, a few minutes ago, I got a signal that there's a phone, very important phone call waiting for me. And I saw him in the desert, so I decided I might as well land. No, not bothering anybody. And this way I can concentrate, make the right decisions, and go on. As I land, you knock me on the window. How does the Bacha say to Rav Hoffman? I was thinking, how would Hashem save me? Maybe send a jeep or a tractor on, you know, whatever. But straight from Shemayim. And that I didn't think about at all. And the big lesson to all of us. When a person screams out and davens only to Hashem when it's Vanitzak, then, Vayishma Hashem Eskoleinu. When a person understands that only Hashem is Barach, but only the Heilige Tata. Wow. That's the Marsha says it already. Marsha says that when Esther Amalka asked, Ribbono shel Olam, Hatzila mi yad kelev yechidosi, save me from this dog. She wasn't saved. Oh, them all, the tefillahs went up. So everybody, the Rosh asked, what do you mean? Achashverosh is not a dog? Well, he's more, I mean, what's the taina? So Masha, when a person comes to a dog, right? So what's his, you know, it's a dog. Hopefully, Beis Hashem, I'll sort it out. But Hashem, please, you know, stay around, you know, just in case if something happens, you know, he gets, please, yeah, be with me, right? That's equal, Bamas? Not really. That's, you know, just in case, please. But when a person is against the line, he knows in another few minutes, Galchel Atzamas, it's all over. Hashem, only you. You only can save me, please. Oh, when she was davening before, you know, she's the queen. Praise Hashem, she'll make pulls here and there. But Hashem, you know, please help me. That, she didn't get the tefillahs. But when she understood that only Hashem is Borah, Oisheini mi piarie, then her tefillahs were listened. He just came, Rubashkin, right, from America, the one who was in jail, came now to Eretz Yisrael. He was going around, so he came to Kever Och. My father's a Rishkoil there, one of the kvutzes. So he said over a amazing story how he was saved. Amazing. I don't know exactly all the details, but plus minus, this was... Every prisoner in America has... has the ability to, for nine times, to ask Hanina, to ask a pardon, right? That they should free him. Now, he saved the last one when Trump became president, so he sent his ninth time. That's, you know, if not now, it's it. It's the end of it. And hopefully that, you know, Trump is not such a son in Israel, maybe Bezer Hashem, you know, he'll give me a pardon. But a week, 2 weeks later, he gets this letter. Your pardon was cancelled. No, that's it. So he was kemat sotza bracha, you know, like, wow, that's it. No ishtalas anymore. But then he reminded himself the gevaldi gevort of the Chozim Lublin, which says, Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha vehu yichal kileko. So the Chozim says, a person makes ishtalas, right? He opens up a business. What's the business? The business is just like a kli, it's like a cup. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu pours the parnasa into this cup, right? Because parnasa is from Shemayim. You set up the kli, you set up the cup, right? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings down the parnasa. Now what happens if a person doesn't have ability to make parnasa? So the Shleim HaMelech says, don't worry. Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcha, vehu yechal keleko, chal keleko, meloshen kli, right? So he only do yours. And that vort mamash took him, Ribbono shel Olam, that's it. No worse tadlis I can do. Now it's only you, Tata, please help me. Sure enough, a mamish of short period later, he gets a pardon. What happened? There's an organization in America which try to help sick children to, you know, to try to lakshim lam chalom, you know, to make the dream come true. You know, Nebuch children or poor children. Now, a very sick child, a from child in America, asked, he wants to meet President Trump. So sure enough, they tried making bigger shtadlis, and Trump, you know, he has this nice shtiklich, says, why not? Sure, sick boy, might as well meet him. And this child got to meet Trump. And what's he asking? One of our dear brothers, his name is Rabashkin, sitting in jail, please, President Trump, can you give him a pardon? He was so touched, this poor sick kid, that's what he has in his mind. And sure enough, Rabashkin was freed. That was when he finished all his shtadlis. Only Hashem is Barach! When a person davens only to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, then Givaldik. Oh, Lama Hoffman, we should all have a Kasima Bachasima Toivo. A Shana Toivo Mesuki, you know what Toivo Mesuko? The Navi screams out, Udei Kira Vimar Ozveches Hashem Alekoich. When a person leaves off Hashem, what is it? Ra Vimar, bad and bitter. What's the opposite of bad and bitter? Good and sweet, right? Toivo Masai. Rabbi Nishalaylam, Chadi Shalayim Shana Toivo Mesuko. A year of Atamat Veikim Hashem Alekoichim. Vimale Mishalisenu Le Toivo. Amen. Amen.